Populist Reform UK Party Overtake Stories in Support Among Men in Red Wall Voters. By Kurt Zindelka on March 24, 2024. The Nigel Farage-founded Reform UK Party has surpassed the governing Conservatives among men for the first time, a survey from YouGov found. Reform UK, the rebranded Brexit Party, now enjoys more support among male voters in Britain than the Tories as Prime Minister Rishi Sunak continues to struggle to connect with the public. A survey conducted for The Times of London by the YouGov polling firm found that 19% of men now support the Reform UK Party, compared to 17% for the Tories. This represents a precipitous decline in male support for the Tories, who earned 47% of all male votes in the 2019 general election. Overall, the insurgent populist party has surged to 15% in the polls and only trails the Conservatives by 4 points nationally, with the Tories dropping to 19%. However, both Reform and the Conservatives continue to lag behind the left-wing Labour Party, which despite being out of step with the public on many issues, has been able to maintain its commanding lead, with 44% support. The poll also found that the Reform Party is now leading the Tories in Red Wall seats, those constituencies in the Midlands and north of the country that traditionally voted for Labour but supported Boris Johnson in 2019 to get Brexit done. The survey found that Reform now enjoys 18% of support in those seats, compared to 17% for the Conservatives. Commenting on the survey, Anthony Wells of YouGov said, "The Tories have dipped under 20%. Their performance is deteriorating and Reform's is getting better. Inevitably, some groups are showing a Reform lead." The poll comes amid rampant Westminster speculation about possibly replacing Rishi Sunak at the helm of the party before the country heads into a general election, which is expected to be held sometime in the autumn. It is unclear, however, if replacing Sunak would do the party much good, with a poll from Opinium finding that 3 out of 4 top candidates to take over in Downing Street, Home Secretary James Cleverly, Business and Trade Secretary Kemi Badenoch, and former Home Secretary Suella Braverman, all projected to fare worse in an election than Sunak. Only House of Commons leader Penny Mordaunt was recorded as having a better prospect at victory than Sunak. Yet, even she was still projected to lose by double digits to the Labour Party. The growing perception of a sinking ship has seen 2 major defections from the Conservatives in as many weeks, with former Tory party deputy chairman Lee Anderson breaking ranks and joining Reform after being suspended for asserting that far-left London Mayor Sadiq Khan is under the control of radical Islamists. The defection of Anderson, a former minor-turned-politician, suggested to Reform UK Honorary President Nigel Farage that the party intends on challenging Labour in the Red Wall working-class areas in the Midlands and north of the country. On Friday, it was revealed that Reform secured another significant defection, with ex-Conservative Party candidate for the mayoral election in Greater Manchester, Dan Barker, quitting the party in favour of Reform. Remarking on his party's surging support, Reform UK leader Richard Tice said this week, "You can see who's got the upward trend, who has got the wind in their sails, and who, frankly, is sinking." The Reform boss went on to predict that there will be more defections from the Tories to his party in the coming days. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X. Follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.